From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A military jury has sentenced the former driver for terrorist leader Osama bin Laden to 5.5 years in prison. The sentence handed down to Salem Hamdan for his conviction of supporting terrorism was far less than the 30 years prosecutors had been seeking. The BBC's Kim Gaddis has more from Guantanamo Bay.
The sentence is a dramatic snub to the Bush administration. It was announced after just over an hour and a half of deliberations. The jury of 6 military officers and the military tribunal in Guantanamo Bay sentenced Hamdan to 66 months in prison, including time served. This leaves Osama bin Laden's alleged driver with only 5 months left as a convict. But Mr. Hamdan can now still be held indefinitely as an unlawful combatant in the U.S. administration's war on terror.
BBC's Kim Gaddis. Earlier in the day, Hamdan pleaded with the court to spare him life behind bars, saying he worked for bin Laden only because he needed a job. The same jury yesterday cleared Hamdan of the more serious charges of conspiracy. The EPA has denied a request by the state of Texas to trim a federal rule that mandates adding ethanol to gasoline. More from NPR's John Burnett.
Last spring, Texas Governor Rick Perry requested a temporary one-year waiver that would have cut the federal ethanol mandate in half. He said it would help ease, quote, the devastating impact of skyrocketing feed and food costs. More than 70 GOP members of Congress, including John McCain, had supported the waiver. EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson said they reviewed more than 16,000 public comments, as well as fuel and commodity prices, before making their decision.
This research found that the mandate is not causing severe economic harm. Rather, the mandate is strengthening our nation's energy security and supporting American farming communities.
As a result of the EPA's decision, the nation's fuel retailers will, as mandated, add 9 billion gallons of ethanol to gasoline this year, increasing to 11 billion gallons next year. John Burnett, NPR News.
Pakistan's ruling coalition says it's going to begin impeachment proceedings against President Pervez Musharraf. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Technically, President Musharraf has the power to dissolve Pakistan's parliament and dismiss the government. That would be one way of blocking an impeachment vote against him. But most commentators believe he no longer possesses the political muscle to exercise this power. His party was heavily defeated in the February elections, which brought the two main opposition parties to power. The forces now ranged against him. Since then, Musharraf's largely been sidelined. The ruling coalition parties say they can muster the two-thirds vote in parliament needed to impeach Musharraf. The general supporters cast doubt on this, saying the numbers are very tight. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 224 points today. The Nasdaq lost 22 points. The S&P was down 23 points. This is NPR. A crash involving a packed SUV has claimed the lives of at least 9 people, with 10 others injured. Officials say the accident occurred this morning on a stretch of roadway in the Arizona desert, with suspicions on the part of law enforcement officials that the vehicle was carrying illegal immigrants. According to authorities, the accident occurred on a rural highway between Tucson and Phoenix, with the SUV leaving the road and rolling over, ending up on its roof. Top U.S. gymnast Morgan Hahm has pulled out of the Olympic Games because of injury. His announcement today came just 2 days before the gymnastic competition begins. From Beijing, NPR's Tom Golden has more.
Morgan Hahm has been dealing with a left ankle injury for the last year, and in Beijing he said it got worse. The extreme pain forced him to withdraw on Thursday. At a news conference, a dejected Hahm said it was best to step down and let another athlete fill his position.
This is something that for me is very tough because it's the end of my career and it's not the way I had planned it.
Hahm and his twin brother Paul have been the stars of U.S. men's gymnastics in recent years. They led the team to a silver medal at the 2004 Athens Games. It was the first Olympic medal for the American men in 20 years. Morgan's withdrawal from the Beijing Games follows a similar move by Paul Hahm late last month, also because of injury. Alternate Alexander Artemev will replace Morgan on the U.S. team. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.
A couple of green sea turtles are taking an unusual route out of Florida. The keys to their new home in Connecticut. The turtles hatched 4 years ago as part of a research project are being sent via FedEx to a 19,000-gallon aquarium. Named Righty and Lefty, the turtles are due to arrive at the Maritime Museum in Norwalk, Connecticut tomorrow. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.